Hey everyone, I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are TLC Coaches, helping people in Act Two of Life. Hey everybody, thanks for coming back. I wanted to get on and just do a kind of recap of holiday eating and how things went for me on Thanksgiving and how I can look back and see how this Thanksgiving was different than most of the Thanksgivings of my entire life. How about that? So I got some feedback. Well, I've gotten quite a bit of feedback from listeners of the podcast that really appreciate how short and sweet our episodes are. And so I'm just letting you know that at least for now, we're going to keep them about 10 to 12 minutes so that they're just a quick read. If you're anything like me, it sounds like these listeners must be a little like me in that I don't like to commit to things that are going to take up too much of my time. Our time is all very precious, right? And so just a quick little listen is really all I want to commit to anyway. So anyway, just I appreciate that feedback from those of you that are listening. And I'm going to keep this short. But first of all, let me just say that this Thanksgiving was really wonderful. We had, we hosted, which was kind of funny for us because Tyler and I both were like, we're like real adults now. Like we are adulting because, you know, your whole life you go to your mom's or you go to your grandma's or you go to your uncle's or aunt's or there's a family reunion or something like that. But this year it worked out that we were able to host most of Tyler's side of the family. And it was just kind of an intimate small group and it was really nice. I will say that because for the most part, I choose to not eat much flour and sugar and mostly just those two things on a daily basis. I have not cut them out of my life completely. I don't want to live in a world without bread or without sugar cookies and red vines. So I choose to have those and chocolate. So let's just say I have those things when I choose to have them and work them into my day. But I, for the most part, don't eat much bread and rolls and for sure not much white flour, pretty much, really not very often. So I was looking forward to the most on Thanksgiving, the rolls, like baked Lion House delicious type rolls, right? And I don't love Thanksgiving food. Maybe I'm weird, but the other foods don't like, you know, make me all warm and fuzzy inside. I don't really look forward to the green bean casserole or the mashed potatoes or the turkey or the cranberry sauce. Like all that stuff is just not my thing. And so, I mean, it's good, but it's not like what I'm most excited about. And that's just a thought that just came to mind is that I used to kind of be embarrassed that I was a person who like looked forward to eating and looked forward to meals and when do I get to eat again? Like I was almost embarrassed about that. And I'm not sure I can really pinpoint why other than maybe I was just, I was ashamed that I was that way. And maybe it's being in my 40s now. I don't know. Maybe it's just that I've, you know, made a lot of brain thought changes in the last few years with life coaching myself that I'm just who I am and I'm okay with that. So I don't make any apologies and I am not at all anymore ashamed of being a person who really looks forward to food. And I mean that on a daily basis, guys. Like I'm a person who looks at the clock and is like, is it time to eat yet? Because I love food. And I just own that now. So if you're a person that's at all ashamed of being someone who likes food, give it up. Just get over that. But anyway, I was looking forward to the rolls on Thanksgiving, like nobody's business. Now, in Thanksgivings of yore, in holidays, I've talked about this in a couple other podcasts, but in holidays past, I've really had stress around the holidays in regards to food. In fact, my holidays would kind of be all wrapped up in food, if I'm being honest. Yeah, I'd get the other things done and I'd have a good Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all those things. But my brain had a lot of drama about food during the holidays. And like I've talked about in podcasts before, I would pretty much just decide to give in from Halloween till Valentine's Day some years in that I'm just going to, you know, go quote unquote off my diet, right? And just not necessarily binge eat every day, but, you know, like just be off program or whatever I was doing. And the holidays were a stressful time with food for me. But because of the changes I've made, they aren't anymore. It's just a day or two or however many days the holidays each are. What is it? Four holidays or something like that between those times. And it's just a day and it's just food. I will say though, here's like the recap of Thanksgiving. I didn't love the way I handled Thanksgiving food this year. I didn't feel like my whole day was wrapped around food, but I didn't mindfully eat as much as I would have hoped. I ate probably 15 rolls that day, no joke. And I kind of just ate them throughout the day. I didn't have a ton of Thanksgiving food because I didn't really want it. I had kind of stuffed myself with rolls. Now, it wasn't necessarily that I was binging. My definition of binging is kind of like a can't stop, won't stop, shove it in my mouth type thing. That wasn't a binge. My Thanksgiving definitely wasn't a binge day, but it was definitely a day of, I'm not going to do this tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going back off white flour. And I kind of had that mindset throughout the day. And I'll be honest, I didn't love the way I handled Thanksgiving food that day. But here's the best part about it. I didn't let it ruin my whole weekend and my whole holiday season. Other years I would have. Other years I would have just really been hard on myself and really beaten myself up about it. I maybe would have over-exercised the next day to like try to make up for it. I would have gone extreme the next day with my eating. And I just didn't. I decided to go. It was one day. Didn't love how I handled that. And it's freaking okay. Now, doesn't that relate to so many things in life? Can't we do that with so many things in life? Can't we say, you know what? I didn't love the way I handled my little boy this morning. I didn't love what I said to him. I didn't love the way I handled his temper tantrum. But we get to start over every single day, every single minute, every single meal, every single... There's second chances in life. And isn't that the beauty of what we're here to do and become and learn? We're not expected to be perfect. We're not expected, and we're not expected sounds weird. We don't have to be perfect. We get to try again. And, man, I am so much more apt to doing quote unquote better with my relationship with food the day after Thanksgiving or any other holiday for that matter, if I don't beat myself up about the way it was. I mean, it is what it is, and it was what it was, and I was just kind of over it. I remember going to bed that night, Thanksgiving, and thinking, I didn't love the way I handled food today, but that's okay. It was a beautiful day. Those rolls tasted flipping good, and I am just going to move on, and tomorrow I'm going to go back to not my diet, because I don't believe I'm on a diet. I'm going to go back to the way I choose to eat. I'm choosing to eat this way right now, and I'm going to go back to eating that tomorrow, and I did. And I didn't really miss rolls, and I just was fine, if that makes any sense at all. So I hope that that gives you a little nugget. I hope that our little podcast episodes are just a little something you can take from it and learn from or relate to or something, where it's just like, it is what it is. I'm going to just move on. And I hate the word diet. It has the word diet in it, you guys. The word diet is kind of morbid. Let's call it a live it. Instead of a diet, let's call it a live it. So my live it is the way I'm eating right now. And I like it. It works for me. And on Thanksgiving, I chose to make some decisions about what I was putting in my mouth. And I say it that way with that much emphasis is because I used to think food had all this control over me. Like, oh, I can't be around sugar. I can't be around whatever, you know. You know, don't bring that food in my house. Pour water on that food because I'm struggling with it. Like, I used to be that way. But instead, I've decided, no, I'm a person who has a human brain that can make decisions on what to put in my mouth or not to put in my mouth. And sometimes I choose to put things in my mouth that aren't that great for me, but I choose it and I enjoy it. So anyway, as you go along these next few weeks of holidays, be picky about what you're going to put in your mouth. Man, if it tastes amazing and it's worth it, then do it. But if it's not, then don't. That's all I have to say. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'm going to call it the weekend. It's Thursday, but we'll call it the weekend. And please let me know if you have any interest in doing a discovery session with me. I'm loving the work I'm doing with the clients that I have. They're just able to kind of see, they're able to kind of see themselves almost like, not an out of body experience. That's what I was going to say, but out in from someone else's eyes, I guess. It's really hard to see yourself because we're living our own stuff, but somebody else outside of you is able to show you things that you might not be able to see in yourself. So anyway, if you have any interest in that, drop me a line. You know how to find us on tlccoaches.com, Instagram, Facebook, all the places. Have a wonderful weekend. Hey guys, before you go, here's the deal. If you like what you've heard, please like it, share it, tell your friends, take a screenshot of it and post it. I know every podcaster asks you to do that, but there's a reason. It's because it helps us get the word out about the good that we're trying to do in the world to more people. So come on, please. Okay, bye-bye.